friends, welcome to the second in our series of podcasts trying to give us hope and direction from God's word in challenging times. I remember going to the gym just a few days ago before the new announcements were made, and the person at the gym said, look, all this stuff about the virus, look, the world keeps turning the way it did yesterday and nothing ever changes. And I guess it was just a reminder now, looking back on it, and how so often we think that way, that actually nothing will ever change, that the semblance of control that we seem to have on our life will go on and on and on. And just yesterday, I remember watching the news and feeling overwhelmed all of a sudden, overwhelmed with just a sense of where is this going, not knowing what to do, and just having to take myself up to my room to pray. It was just for that moment all too much, overwhelming. And maybe you've had moments like that as well. And praise God that we have got a God who can hear our prayers, who's willing to listen, and will act in accordance with his grace. I want us to hear something from God's word, and particularly that question that might come into our heads: what about when I feel like this might be my fault? What about when I think that the things that I am personally experiencing are because of things that I've done? What do we do then? Well, Psalm 27 has some helpful words for us. Let's cross over to a sermon that was preached a little while ago on this very subject.
Focus on the Lord's grace. Focus on the Lord's grace. Of all the things that David could do, he wants to slow down and remember the Lord's grace, the beauty of the Lord. Have a look at verse 4 of Psalm 27. David says, "One thing I ask from the Lord, this only do I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life." To gaze on what? The beauty of the Lord. So you're with me, to gaze on the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. For in the day of trouble, he'll keep me safe in his dwelling. He'll hide me in the shelter of his sacred tent and set me high on the rock. There's lots of words there, and there are lots of ideas going on in there. But I want us just to focus down onto one thing, which is that David wants to focus his mind on the beauty of the Lord. Do you see that in verse 4? I want to gaze on the beauty of the Lord. And that word beauty, you could translate it grace. I want to gaze on the grace of the Lord. You might say, what is grace? Well, grace is when God gives us things that we don't deserve. That's why God loves us if we're Christians, not because we've lived a perfect life, but because he offers forgiveness to all who ask for it. He gives us what we don't deserve. Jesus tried to make this clear by telling a story. The story was of two people who came into church, and one of them said to God, "I pray regularly, God. I give money to church. I fast twice a week. I never got into crime. Thank you, God." That was one man. And then the other man said, "Lord, I know I've messed up many, many times, and I need mercy." And Jesus said it was that second man who was God's friend, not the first man. Because you see, the way that you get close to God, the way that you become God's friend, is not because you've done everything right. It's because of his grace, because of his kindness. And so you see, David is saying in this psalm, when you're facing a time of struggle, that the thing that he wants to focus on is grace. What God is like. Now, why is that important when you're facing a time of trouble? Let me show you why it's important for me. So there I am, 2 a.m., and I'm vomiting over the toilet bowl. And here's one of the thoughts that pops up into my mind. God is punishing me. Now, maybe that's never popped up into your head before. You're going through a time of struggle, and you think to yourself, God is punishing me. Because of my failings as a Christian, Or maybe because of my life before I was a Christian. This is God's judgment on me. But you see, the Bible says that God is a God of grace. That he accepts me not because of what I have done, but because of what Jesus did. There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ. So look, that's really helpful when you're in the middle of struggle, because it means that my pain is not God's punishment if I'm trusting in the Lord Jesus. My struggles are not his sentence. My trials are not a form of torture from him. So let me ask you, are you tempted to believe, Christian, that in this moment maybe God is not on your side? That he's punishing you for something? David says, gaze on God's beauty. Focus on his grace. Know that our pain is not a punishment from him. It's just not how he operates. And boy, do we need to know that when times get tough. To focus on the Lord's grace.